Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Cloudy today with a chance of showers and a high of 51. The University of Chicago is canceling all classes and activities on its main campus today. It follows an online threat of gun violence. The university says a threat from an unknown person was passed on to the university by the FBI. Faculty, students, and non-essential staff are being asked to stay away from the Hyde Park campus on Chicago's south side. Students in college housing are being asked to stay inside. When lawmakers and the governor finally agree on a state budget, some human service providers are asking them to take a look at a multi-year plan. Jamie Dunn has more.
A chorus of voices in the state are calling on lawmakers and Governor Bruce Rauner to reach some kind of agreement and approve a spending plan. But now that it looks like the state will go for more than half the current fiscal year without a budget, some social services providers are asking them to go even further.
If they could do it for 2 years, that would help people set their planning so they have a better understanding of staffing and the ability to know how many people they can serve.
That's Judith Gethner with Illinois Partners for Human Services. The group is calling for the approval of a 2-year budget in January. The governor is scheduled to present his budget for next fiscal year in February. I'm Jamie Dunn.
While Illinois has been operating without a budget, public universities have been using their reserves to survive. But University of Illinois President Tim Colleen says burning through savings at a rate of $76 million a month is not sustainable.
I think there is now damage being done to the higher education sector. I think that damage starts to be irreparable quite soon. So I believe that there has to be a sense of urgency now felt in the executive and in the legislative branch to get this problem solved quickly.
Lawmakers are scheduled to meet on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Governor Bruce Rauner has repeatedly pledged to save taxpayers money by eliminating some of the state's nearly 7,000 units of government. A task force that the Republican governor named to put that idea into motion is now preparing its final recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti is the commission's chairwoman. She says its suggestions could make government more efficient and effective if the legislature and Governor Rauner choose to implement them. They include letting voters decide whether a unit of government should be eliminated. Some commission members say the year-long process is being tainted by a push to include anti-union provisions that are among Rauner's top priorities. They say politics could prevent progress on yet another issue before Illinois lawmakers. Some of Illinois' best public spots for hunting, fishing, and hiking could be at risk of losing around $54 million in federal support. That's because Congress can't agree on the future of a program that funds public conservation and recreation projects. The Land and Water Conservation Fund has been around for 50 years. Lawmakers let it expire at the end of September. I'm Jennifer Fuller.